Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 207 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so. So I've got some great stuff this week, a couple of requests, some old stuff from the likes of Scorpions, some new stuff from Devin Townsend, some even older stuff from Atomic Rooster. But to kick things off, here's Shrine Builder with Solar Benediction.
Stand burning. Thank you.
kicking things off there with Shrine Builder, the supergroup with Scott Kelly from Neurosis, Wino, and Al Cisternos from Sleep and Om. And drumming was Dale Crover. And straight after Shrine Builder, that was only one album. Great, I was lucky enough to see them twice as well. They're a great band, but doubtful we'll ever see anything again. But this was a two for one job. And the next up was the Melvins with The Kicking Machine from Nude with Boots from 2009. Not a great band, big catalogue, and you got to be careful what you buy because some of it is fairly out there and some of it's just straight ahead rock. But you know, dip your toe, try it out in Spotify before you buy, I suppose. So I was dug out the 12 inch singles last week out of the garage, been sitting there a while, some weight on them, and it sat there for a while, but then last weekend I got tore in. And so here's one, an old one from 1992. This is Helmet with Unsung from the Meantime album. and following Helmet. That was Fastway with Fast Eddie Clark, of course, and Dave King, who's saved that band Flogging Molly now, I think. Fastway never really, really took off. I suppose their biggest high point was the Trick or Treat soundtrack, which has its moments, but that was Easy Living, which was their first 7-inch out in 1983. Originally meant to feature Pete Way, but I think he went back to UFO at the time. Really messy, messy times around then. So keeping on that sort of theme, requesting Chris Osborne, Scorpions, with one track you never get asked for often, Now, which is from the Blackout album from 1982.
We'll be right back.
And also from 1982 there, that was YMT with Open Fire from the Black Tiger album. They had a great run of albums from the sort of, what was it? It was a Black Tiger through Mean Streak and Rock We Trust, and Down for Count wasn't super, but I think Open Fire, the live album, was in between time, which is another great live album, which is highly underrated. Doesn't get talked about much. I think it's only a single album. I think it was eventually released as a double album. I'm not sure though. So back to the 7-inches, a couple of more local ones. A band from Dublin, Drainland. And this was a split they'd done with a band called Cellgraft. It must be about 15 years ago, somewhere around that sort of timeline. And this is a track called Alpha Rat. We'll be right back. band from Dublin, more sort of crusty punk hardcore sort of band of Only Fumes and Corpses. That was a track called New to This from their album Who Really Cares What Really Lasts. A couple of interesting bands. Dreamland, they've got a few 7-inches, 2 7-inches and a 10-inch, maybe 2 10-inches, I'm not sure. I've got a couple of them, need to dig them out as well. Good band, fairly fishy stuff, good mix. So Mr. Devin Townsend's back again, and an album is called Power Nerd. Got to listen to it during the week there, and this track really stood out. It's called Knuckle Dragger.
Yeah. You're daunted by the magnitude. This undertaking, so much easier to be strangling in apathy, romanticizing all that would cease to be. But we know the price of silence. Rise of
from Canada to Finland. That was a band called Wheel, and they're more of a sort of proggy metal sort of band, sort of a bit of extreme edge at times. That was a track called Movement from their Resonant Human album. It reminded me of Tool at times as well. And there's another Wheel, they're German I think, but they're just doom, and also good band. So don't get your Wheels mixed up, you know, can be bad for you. So see, Pentagram are back out in the road again with yet another lineup, and Henry Fasquist, who played with St. Vitus and The Skull. He's also had his own band called Blood of the Sun, who were really, really good. We've seen him 1 year at Roadburn, and we got to hang out with Henry afterwards in the disco. And one arm's dedicated to Keith Moon, the other one's dedicated to John Bonham. And he was telling us at the time St. Vitus are reforming next year. And we said, ah, yeah, right. Don't believe you. And they did. And they were terrible. The first time I seen them, it really wasn't a good show. It was shambolic. But each time after that, they were marginally better. They got really good, so they did after a while. So enough of the blather, on with the Pentagram. And this is from Review Your Choices, which is just remastered and re-released in vinyl with a different cover and whatnot. This is a track called Living in a Ram's Head.
Yeah. scars on your face is a clue to the answer we all chase. Three, five, and seven with the heaviest load, reach the top of the heaven.
Pentagram track, incidentally, was first done in the 70s, and they seem to be floating their old 70s songs through their newer albums, later albums, you know, and sort of spicing them up for the new age. Well, we're going back and checking out the older Pentagram as well. And straight after Pentagram, that was Atomic Rooster with Devil's Answer from the Death Walks Behind You, and it's also in on some versions of a hearing of Atomic Rooster, and that was from 1970. Great album if you ever want to check out some sort of proto-heavy metal doom. Really good stuff. So another request in from Christopher Osborne, this time it's Mudhoney with Here Comes the Sickness from Mudhoney's self-titled album.
We'll be right back.
And listen to Mudhoney, I don't know, for some reason, I think it was just because L's before M, and I happened to notice Lard in the record collection. I hadn't heard them in a while. So that was I Wanna Be a Drug Sniffing Dog from the Pure Chewing Satisfaction album. Lard were another sort of super group, Al Jurgensen and Paul Barker from Ministry, and Jello Biafra obviously on vocals. They released a few albums. Well, worth checking out. They were on the Biafra's label, Alternative Tentacles. I could forget that. But anyway, thanks for listening. And I'm going to end this week with a band called The Waste of Space Orchestra, and a track called Seeker's Reflection from the Synthosis album. This was a collaboration of Diabolus Rising and Oranazi Pazuzu from memory. And they were asked to put together a piece of music for Roadburn one year. And what to say, it was absolutely mind-bending. It was really, really good. It was one of the first ones of the day. Big hangover, but you know, you got through it and you came out going, yeah, it was pretty good. And sometimes pieces can be really, really pretentious and just absolute nonsense. But on this occasion, it was really good. And then the album's released by Sfart Records. So if you see it out and about, go and buy her. It's well worth it. So anyway, until next time, look after yourselves. And if there's any gigs on, get to them. I Hate God in a couple of weeks' time. Don't know what else is going on. Miles Kennedy's playing this week, but I think that's sold out if that's your sort of bag. I think there's plenty of local things going on as well. So look after yourselves.